before about Lindy, but you know, he's continuing now his third straight game where he's really come up so big. Can you just kind of put into words what he's meant?
Well, this was a different one for him because I didn't think he really got tested that much in the first two periods, so he's kind of got to hang in there a little bit. And you were just eventually you just thought they were going to get a power play at some point, and that's where he won us the game on that. And I've said this a million times: you want your goalie to make all the saves he should. Sometimes he's got to make a save or two that he probably shouldn't. And that backdoor save he made was ridiculous. And that's what you need from your guy. And he came up big, held us in there until we got to the shootout, and then I guess it's only fitting that he shuts the door on the three. So really, really proud of him in one sense, but really happy for him in another.
So how happy are you for him? You know, he doesn't get a whole lot of playing time. He works on so much in practice and everything else. And then, you know, he kind of rebuilds his game a little bit.
I've answered this quite a million times. You cheer for guys like Lindy. And I know that the guys on the bench, they recognize the situation. And Ben Bishop played so well. Nobody was pushing him off, and you know, aside the way he was playing, and you know, Lindy just kept working, and you know, you believe in yourself, and you believe you're going to get your chance. Lindy will be the first one to tell you he does not want his chance probably coming the way it came, but you need somebody to be there for you when if something, you know, that happened to Ben happens, and said this before, he keeps seizing the moment, so pretty proud of him.
When you're watching the game and you see that backdoor play developing, are you saying in your mind, "Oh, that's in"?
Usually the words only have four letters in them.
Yeah. So I mean, is that kind of what you were thinking? Is that
you see the plays develop. It's in certain facets of the game, especially second period when a player will take a point shot and your sight line to the net. I can pretty much tell you it's going in from the second it leaves his stick. Because you can see the way things are developing. No different than the back door. Now, some of these sneak up on you, but that one I knew, like, as it it's just kind of you're gasping, like, come on, please get across there. It's such a bang-bang play, but it happens so slow in your head. But it was just a phenomenal save.
So, regardless of your new plan for game, you know, for home ice advantage that we discussed this morning, now that you have home ice, how do you feel about having it?
Home ice, well, if you have your choice, would you rather have home ice or not? We're taking home ice. But there was a lot of things. You got to give a lot of credit to those kids in the room. 101 points. Like, I was pretty excited. The guys were really fired up. I think they really wanted to get over that century mark in points, and I think we ended up finishing third in the conference, I believe. And it just, we just sat there after the game and kind of reflected on the year, and you think of everything that's gone on and where we started and we're like basically where we ended last year and how we came into camp, and it's just a whole kind of wave of emotions. Just all stacked into like a two-minute conversation we had with the guys. But everybody was just genuinely excited for each other. And that's what makes it fun. Even the guys who weren't dressed, everybody was just fired up for what we just accomplished. And then we talked about in first day of training camp. There's nothing more fun than playing in the playoffs. This is the greatest time of year. And now we get to experience this, and we're really, really excited.